Fanny, did you hear that whistle?
Sure did, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
Yeah, that's right. It means that this is Sunday and was on the air for Rinso with Solium in it.
And Andy Show with Lou Lubin, Ernestine Wade, Shirley Mitchell, Johnny Lee, Laura Bowman, Verna Felton, Jeff Alexander and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of new Rinso, the only soap that contains Solium. That's why Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Have a little wash day song.
Well, the kingfish got in a jam last week over some stolen suits, but he finally managed to get things straightened out. However, as far as his wife Sapphire was concerned, it was the last straw. When the kingfish came home last night, there was a note on his dresser saying farewell forever and signed by Sapphire. He made a frantic call to his friend Andy, who has just arrived at his place to find the kingfish pretty well broken up.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, I was all busted up about Sapphire leaving me. Life is nothing but an empty shell. I can't go on. I can't, Andy.
Oh, cut it out, kingfish. You're carrying on there like Betty Davis.
Now, listen, Andy, it's been a terrible blow to me. My dear, sweet wife Sapphire walking out on me.
Yeah, you must feel bad, kingfish. I ain't seen you cry like this since you was 16 years old and your hound dog died. I could understand it then, because that was a $50 hound dog.
Oh, and I don't know what to do.
Well, listen, Kingfish, she walked out on you before and she always come back. And if I was you, when she come back this time, I wouldn't even speak to her. I'd just give it a silent treatment. Did you ever try that before?
Yeah, I tried that once, Sander. For 2 hours after she come back, I didn't say a word to her.
Oh, really controlled yourself, huh?
Well, not exactly. When I opened the door, she knocked me unconscious with a bookend.
Well, I still say, Kingfish, the trouble with you is that you has always been too easy on her. For once in your life, you got to act like a man.
You're right, Andy. If I ignore her, I know she'll come crawling back to me.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff.
Yeah, you can't give in to a woman. Why, just look what happened to Samson. That boy was the toughest man in the world till he let Delilah shave his hair off. And then I tell you one thing, no Delilah gonna work on me.
Kingfish, from the looks of your head, I think somebody done beat Delilah to it.
When Sapphire hadn't returned by the end of the week, the Kingfish was really desperate and decided to go over to Brooklyn to see if Sapphire could be hiding with her mother.
Well, Andy, here at my mom-in-law's house, I'm sure glad you come along with me here.
Yeah, you say she a pretty mean woman, huh?
Mean? Andy, you has heard about the new H-bomb, ain't you?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the most powerful weapon in the world.
Well, they don't need it, son. I tell you, if they ever drop that old lady on the Russians, the whole thing gonna be over.
Well, go ahead, Kingfish. Ring the bell.
There. Now, let's step back out of range. Yeah. How do you do, mother-in-law, dear?
George Stevens, what is you doing over here, you no-count loafing bum?
Well, he's in luck, Andy. We caught him in a good humor. Mama, dear, excuse me for protruding, but this is my friend, Andy Brown.
Well, so now I got to look in the face of another fat head.
Likewise.
Look, Mama, I'll get right to the point. Sapphire, I've been missing for over a week now, and I come over here to find out if you knew where she was.
I know where she is, if I ain't telling you. If she'd have took my advice, she'd have left you 20 years ago. Now, get on out of here. I ain't got no use for a man that can't support his wife.
Well, now, wait a minute. That's where you was wrong. The Kingfish has become hardworking and unconscientious.
That's right, Mama. I has changed. I is hardworking. I'm making my own way in the world. I'm financial independent. I got a steady income, and I own Easy Street. I tell you, I got ready money, and I...
Ah, shut up. What does you want now?
Say, Mom, could you loan us a dime so me and my friend could get back to New York? Here we go.
Well, the next morning in his search for Sapphire, the Kingfish finally had a stroke of good luck. Andy saw Sapphire going into an office building on 135th Street. He asked the elevator boy and found out she went into room 411. Right now, the Kingfish and Andy are at the office building trying to pick up the trail.
Yeah, Lena, now look. Let's go down the hall here and find room 411.
Yeah, that's the room the elevator boy say Sapphire went in yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. He say 411 is the room.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. Here's 401, 403, 405, 407, 409. Now, here we are, Sandy. Room 411. There it is right there.
Yeah. Hey, look at there. Got a lot of gold letters on the door. Eh? What did that say?
Yeah, let me see here. Say here, Dr. Henry M. Jackson. Holy mackerel. Andy, Sapphire must be sick.
Yeah. What is that word under his name there? What is that?
Say here, Dr. Henry M. Jackson, obstetrician.
You know, I didn't know Sapphire was having trouble with her eyes.
No, stupid. Obstetrician ain't no eye doctor. You was thinking of the ostrich pass. That's what you...
Well, wait a minute here, Kingfish. You know, I think we was both wrong.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. Let's look at the word again here. Obstetrician.
Yeah.
Yeah, I done see that word before somewhere. What kind of specialist could he be, anyway?
She ain't losing her hair, is she?
Look, I got to find out just exactly what's the matter with Sapphire, and I know what I'm going to do, and I got to figure it out.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, look here. I'm going over here to this phone booth in the hall here. I'm going to call up Dr. Jackson, make an appointment for myself, and that way I'll find out what type doctor he is.
Yeah, here. Here's the phone book right here.
Yeah. See here. Let me see here. Jackson. Here it is, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Here we is Henry. Henry. Dr. Henry M. Jackson, Lee I, 789-412. Yeah, it is right there.
Oh, this is a good idea you got, all right. Find out what he specializes in and then tell him you got it.
Wait a minute. Nurse is answering the phone. How do you do? I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Jackson. No, for myself.
What'd he say?
I don't know. She ain't stopped laughing yet. Look here, miss. I done asked you as nicely as I can to make the appointment for me with the doctor. Well, what do you mean he can't take me? Well, look here, this here is a free country, and for what reason would the doctor refuse to see me? What? Oh, well, I ain't never heard as good a reason as that in a long time.
Hey, look, Kingfish, if the doctor won't see you, maybe I can make an appointment.
Listen, Andy, if it can't happen to me, it can't happen to you. All right, thank you very much. All right, goodbye, miss. Thank you anyway.
Well, King, what kind of a doctor is he anyway?
Well, Andy, he's a... Andy.
Hey, Kingfish, what's happened to you? You breaking out in a sweat.
Andy, help me to a chair. Let me lean on you, son. Andy, I'm going to have a baby. Oh!
Have a little wash day song for a wash that's whiter and brighter than new. Rinso washes, Rinso new.
Rinso white,
whiter than new.
Rinso bright,
brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Rinso new. It's true, Rinso, the only soap that contains Solium, gets white clothes whiter and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso gets clothes Rinso new because Rinso puts sunshine in your wash, even if you dry it indoors. Now, it's a fact that no other soap can make your wash so white or so bright because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash, and you'll see for yourself that Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet, Rinso is so safe for your clothes and so kind to your hands. On wash day, use Rinso and see your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Have a little wash day song.
Well, good afternoon, Charmaine. How is the Kingfish's little secretary this morning?
Oh, come in, Mr. Brown. How's just fine.
Did you hear the big news? The Kingfish and Sapphire are going to have a baby.
A baby? Oh, ain't that wonderful?
Yeah, but the Kingfish is all upset. He's going to have a baby, and he don't know where his wife is.
Well, I sure hope he finds her. It would be nice if she was there when the baby was born.
And you know something, Charmaine?
Hmm.
This baby really making a big change in the Kingfish.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. He got up this morning and went out looking for a job.
A job? Oh, my. He must really be at the end of his rope.
Well, you see, he's doing it all to get his wife back.
Oh, yes. Well, I think it's a...
Come in, Kingfish.
Hello, Mr. Stevens.
All right, folks. Get up, Ann, and let me sit down. When a man's having a baby, he need all the rest he can get, you know.
Tell me this. How'd you make out about that job, Kingfish?
Well, Linda, I went down to the new plant that opened up over here by the river.
Yeah.
I went in there, and I said to the girl there, I said, I want to make an application. They said, all right, come in. I went in to see the big boss.
Yeah.
I told him about me being the Kingfish of the Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Told him about my executive ability,
my
college education, and my social contact. And, boy, they come through, Andy.
Oh, they did, huh?
Yeah, give me a job stoking the furnace. Yeah. That ain't bad, neither, Andy. It pays me $32 a week.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Mr. Stevens. And is you heard anything from your wife yet?
Well, I'm going to tell you all something. Mm-hmm. I done found out where she is. She's hiding over to Mama's house. And I got a plan all worked out. As soon as I get my first week's salary, I'm going to get a new apartment. I'm going to get one bigger than the one we got now. I'm going to get one with an extra bedroom. And then I'm going to call up, and she's bound to come back to me.
Oh, well, Mr. Stevens, I hope it works, because it would be awful if you didn't get to see your little baby till he was 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, yeah, Kingfish. The baby should get a chance to get used to you. Seeing you all of a sudden when he was 3 years old, he'll able to go into shock and convulsions and every other.
Hey, well, don't worry about that, Anna. Sapphire will come back to me, because this time I was doing the right thing, and I knew I was. Just having a baby is great. Oh, boy. I just know that he's going to grow up and be a fine boy. And I'm going to be proud of him, too. I can just see my big strapping son coming home from college, opening my office door here and greeting me in his sweet, soothing voice.
Well, I'll be doggone it for the... Imagine...
Well, this is everything that I don't want him to be. Hey, hi, shorty. Glad you dropped in. Tell me this. Has you heard the news of me and Sapphire going to have a baby?
Oh, that's the most wonderful news. That's the best news I ever... That's the greatest you... baby what?
Look, shorty, I was a changed man. I done already gotten me a job and everything. Oh, I tell you one thing. My boy is going to have every advantage that I didn't have.
Mm.
I wish I knew more about babies, though. That's the thing I worry about.
Well, Kingfish, it's easy to find out. Over here at the clinic on 128th Street, they got a nurse over there that give free coffees and baby care for parents. The class is at 7 o'clock every night. You ought to go over there and learn something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I could go over there this evening when I get through work. Yeah, learn all about babies. Oh, thanks a lot for that tip, Shorty. This baby care is a wonderful thing these days.
Oh, yeah. These days, it's all scientific and psychology and everything. A training like that makes a child grow up to be a normal human being.
They do, huh?
Yeah, it makes them more intelligent. It improves their mental... It helps their personality. You can... I wish they'd have used it on me.
Well, Andy, here's the room where the nurse has the baby training classes that Shorty told me about.
Mm-hmm.
I called her and said I'd be over here.
Yeah, you know something? I think we're a few minutes late, too. Let's go in.
How do you do, madam? I was Mrs. Stevens that called you about the baby course.
Oh, how nice of you to come. You were due here for instruction at 7 o'clock. It's now 8:30. You realize that it adds up to the fact that you are 1 hour and a half late.
Let me see, 7, 8, 8:30. By gosh, you're right, that is an hour and a half, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I've missed my supper, but as long as you're here, I might as well go through the course for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Now, tell me, Mr. Stevens, is this your first child?
Oh, no, ma'am, this is just a friend of mine, Andy Brown.
Yeah, I just come along because the whole thing is free.
Now, the first thing to learn is that before you handle a newborn infant, you put this surgical mask over your face like this.
Oh, yeah, That's so the baby won't bite your nose, huh?
No. The servant is a nasty, the provincial spirit.
Well, we can't understand you with that mask on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, we wear the mask because in the case of a newborn infant, after the initial immunization period is terminated, the infant becomes highly susceptible to various categories of toxic infiltration.
What is she talking about, Kingfish?
I don't know. I understood it better with the mask on.
Mr. Stevens, perhaps we better start with something simpler. Now, for example, the layette. Mm. Now, here, on this table is the complete layette.
Yes, ma'am, that is.
As you will notice now, the infant's wardrobe includes 6 shirts, 6 nightgowns, 8 towels, 4 sheets, and 3 washcloths.
Yes, he even got a rubber shower cap there for the baby, ain't you?
That is not a shower cap.
Well, it must be. It's got a hole for each one of his ears there.
You'll have to take my word for it. This is not to protect his head.
Tell me, what is this thing over here, lady?
That is an aluminum sterilizer.
Oh, yeah. That's a great thing to have, all right. What is that for?
My good man, don't you realize that the baby must be protected from germs?
Oh, certainly I realize it. But how are you going to get the baby in that little can right there?
Listen, don't you have any idea?
Oh, yeah, well, I know. You put him in one leg at a time. That's what you do.
Oh, Mr. Stevens, when I think of the odds against your baby, I shudder.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for them kind words.
Mr. Stevens, the bottles are sterilized. Then the milk is poured in and heated to the proper temperature.
Oh, yeah. You get the stuff hot and then give it to the baby.
No, of course not. You shake a few drops of it on your wrist.
Oh, I see. Then the baby licks it off of there.
I heard about that. Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Look, Mr. Stevens, why don't you just take this booklet home and read it, and then come back to the next class tomorrow night?
You mean you ain't gonna teach us no more tonight?
Listen, this morning I had 4 cases of chickenpox, and after that there were 2 cases of mumps. A baby hit me on the head with a bottle. I missed my supper, and now you come in. My good man, I think I've given enough to the cause of medicine today. Good night!
How you like that? A fine nurse she is. We ought to report her to Florence Nightingale.
Yeah, Xander, you know, but now you're thinking the thing over, the important thing is that I'm making progress here. I'm learning about babies, Xander. I got a job, I got an apartment lined up, and with all that in my favor, I think it's time that I called up Sapphire and told her all about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. You have sure been through a lot, Kingfish.
Yes, Xander, but there's one thing that gives me consolation. That's knowing that after all these years, I was going to have a baby. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mama. Could I please speak to my wife, Sapphire?
Oh, it's you again. Ain't I done told you all this week to stop calling here? Sapphire don't want to speak to you.
Yeah, but Mama, look here. I got a lot to tell her.
Well, she ain't interested. Goodbye.
Was that George on the phone again, Mama?
Yes, that was the no-good bum, all right.
You didn't tell him about Dr. Jackson, did you?
I should say not.
Well, it was a good idea not to. If he knowed I took a job as a receptionist in Dr. Jackson's office, he'd be down there trying to collect my salary.
This is Ken Carpenter. You know, friends, it's an amazing but scientifically proven fact that Rinsol with Solium gets clothes whiter and brighter than new. Yes, Rinsol New. Your white clothes really come out whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. And it's possible because Rinsol, and only Rinsol, contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. It's true, too, that even in wet or freezing weather, even if you dry your wash indoors, Rinsol with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Use Rinsol for your heaviest wash, and you'll see for yourself today's Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Yet Rinso is so safe for your clothes, so kind to your hands. Why don't you find out what a really beautiful wash Rinso gives you? See all your clothes turn out whiter, brighter than new. Rinso new. Get the economical giant size Rinso with Solium.
Yeah, and I got a new apartment all set up and everything, but I still can't get Sapphire to come back. Her mama won't let me talk to her.
Yeah, and you say that you got Calhoun, the lawyer, working on the case, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I having him take legal action against the old gal to sue her for aiding and the affections of my wife.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get on in his office here and see how he made up with my mother-in-law. Hello there, Calhoun.
Come in, boys. I just got back from Brooklyn.
Oh, you done seen my wife's mama, huh? What did you think of her?
Listen, boys, is you ever see the bell-gone tiger stalking his prey?
Yeah.
And has you ever seen a volcano spouting fire?
Yeah.
And has you ever seen a man-eating shark rolling over on his back with his teeth showing?
Yeah, I seen all them things. What about it?
Well, in this case, when you put them all together, they spells mother.
Yeah, she's a regular Mother McCreepy, all right.
Tell me, Calhoun, did you serve them legal papers on her that would force her to let me see Sapphire?
Well, after I see her, I decided I'd better let somebody else handle the thing. So I sent a crack process service over there. The same boy that served the summons on Al Capone.
Yeah, I had to make up.
Well, he rung the doorbell and she opened it, but before he could get his hand out of his pocket, she broke his arm.
Yeah, well, he had the right house, all right. But you ain't going to get nowhere this way, Kingfish.
Yeah, but how is I going to get the news of Sapphire that I got a job in a big apartment, that I was a changed man and all that stuff, Andy? How can
you
do that?
Well, you know, I've been thinking something.
What's that?
The best thing for you to do is to write Sapphire a letter. Put your salary check in it and the lease to the new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'll show her that you was really on the level.
Yeah, Calhoun, you know, in dealing with my mother-in-law, I think a letter would be the best thing after all, Laurie. Because you know the motto of the postman. Neither rain nor sleet, nor snow, nor gloom of night stops them boys.
Maybe not. But I guarantee that old goat's going to show and slow them down.
No. Say, Kingfish, this sure is a nice apartment you got here.
Yeah, Sapphire called me, and she said that she's going to be here any minute. You know, Andy, that letter with my paycheck in it really done the trick.
Yeah, and you going to tell her that you knows all about the baby, Kingfish?
No, Andy, I tell you, I going to wait for her to tell me. You see, women's always like to tell them things themselves, you know. Have you? Hey, wait a minute, Andy. I think that's the little mother at the door now.
Yeah, well, listen, I know you want to be alone with her at a time like this, so I'll duck out the back way.
Yeah, yeah, get out the back door.
Yeah, so long.
So long, Andy. Oh, boy, I'm so happy I don't know what to do.
George.
Oh, Sapphire, darling, I'm glad to see you. Glad to see you. Hey, wait a minute. Now, don't exert yourself, honey. Let me carry you over to the sofa, my darling.
George.
Here, here goes now. Well, on second thought, maybe you better just lean on me a little bit over there. Yeah, all right, now, just take it easy. Right over here. Now, sit down there on the sofa. Now, wait a minute. Here, let me put this pillow behind your back, darling.
George, I just can't get over it. You done changed so much. This new apartment is lovely, and I'm going to take a lot of pride in it. The first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and scrub the kitchen floor on my hands and knees.
Now, listen, I won't allow it. You ain't scrubbing no floor on your hands and knees.
But, George, it needs
it. Listen, honey, if that floor is going to be scrubbed, I'll get you a long-handled mop. So you know.
Say, George, there's something I want to tell you. It's kind of a little surprise.
Is it about Dr. Jackson, honey?
Why, yes. How did you know, George?
Oh, I got ways of finding out damn little things, honey.
Well, as long as you know, George, I might as well tell you the rest.
What is that, honey?
Well, I won't be going to Dr. Jackson's office much longer.
Oh, you won't?
No. You see, today he gave me my 2 weeks' notice.
2 weeks? Holy smokes, you was out to break the record here.
George, you're acting so strange.
strange. And another thing, do you think we really need that extra bedroom you told me about?
Why, of course we do, honey. After all, there are going to be three of us here from now on, and I know it's going to make you happy because it's what you've always wanted all your life. Now, just stay here, honey, and I'll go on out and get supper for you.
All right, George. George sure is acting funny. I wonder just what he means by the three of us and something I've wanted all my life.
Well, Amos, it's sure nice of you driving me home. I had a nice hard day at the foundry today.
Oh, yeah, Amos. The Kingfish has really been working hard.
Yeah, well, I know how you feel about the big event, Kingfish. After all, I got three of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got triplets. Only thing, they was born at different times.
Yeah. Well, here's your house, Kingfish. Yeah, if me and Ruby can do anything for Sapphire, be sure and let us know.
Oh, she is fine, Amos. We ain't never been so happy in our whole lives. Well, I'll get on in the house here and see the little woman.
Yeah, well, so long, Kingfish.
See you later, Kingfish. Give my regards to Sapphire.
So long, Emma. The Sapphire and me and the baby makes three. We happy in my blue heaven. Well, let me get my key in the door, yeah. Oh, Sapphire, hi's home.
Oh, hello, George.
Yeah, well, what's the news, honey?
Well, George, I want to tell you. After you left for work, I sat and thought, and I finally figured out what you meant when you said something about the three of us and the extra room.
Figured it out?
Yes, and I had her move in this morning. Here she is.
Yeah, and things is going to be different now that I'm living here, you big boy.
Well, Andy, next to a washing machine, what is the most important thing that a woman ought to have on wash day?
Well, offhand, I'd say she needs a pile of dirty clothes.
Yes, and a box of Rinso. No other soap can get your clothes so white or colors so bright. Rinso is Soleim actually gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Because only Rinso contains Soleim. Even in wet or freezing weather, even if you dry your wash indoors, Rinso with Marvelous Soleim puts sunshine in your wash. Rinso is wonderful for dishes, too. It makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier. Most important, Rinso is so kind to your hands. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Get Rinso right away.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Soleim, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.